Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So I've decided to do this episode. I think I might have done it a long time ago, but it's something that came up again recently. So for those of you that haven't listened to all of my episodes, which I don't expect you to, there's quite a few of them, this will be for you. And it's about beliefs. And it's something that I've known for a long time, but you know how sometimes you forget things that you know and someone reminds you and it comes back to the forefront? Well, that's what happened with this one. And it's when you're in a situation with somebody, the person whose belief is strongest will influence the outcome of that situation. Because when someone believes something more than you believe the opposite, their belief will dominate. And quite often, you'll find the person with the less strong beliefs will start to believe the person with the stronger beliefs. Now, sometimes this is a wonderful thing, and sometimes it can be a really scary thing. If you think about people in cults and things like that, quite often that's how that happens, because the person who sets up the cult or who initiates it or starts it has stronger beliefs than the people that they end up bringing into their cult. It's also why some people aren't susceptible to cults, because their own beliefs are stronger than the person who's running the cult. I'm just talking about cults here, but it could be all number of things. It could be your parents believing that vegetables are good for you more than you believing that they're not. So it's not always a bad thing. But this is more, I suppose this episode is more something that's interesting to me and something to be aware of. Because if you're in a situation where somebody is vociferously, and I love that word, vociferously standing behind their belief, and you find yourself swaying, just remember that you're only doing that because their belief is stronger than yours. I found this actually in talking to groups of people as well. Not just me talking to people, but other people speaking to big groups of people. When you have somebody standing on the stage who really believes in what they're saying, they can influence the whole feel of the room. It was quite interesting. On the course that I did recently, there was one person who was concerned about bringing the ideas of team coaching to their particular client. And the reason they were concerned about this is because their particular clients were people that generally didn't embrace the warm, fuzzy, sort of touchy-feely stuff. And yet, I have experienced it myself. And I've also seen other people that when you believe what you're sharing and you stand in it 100%, you'd be surprised by how many people actually understand and are willing and more open to listen to you. So who you're being in that moment can influence the situation phenomenally. And that's why if you get somebody who isn't certain or who is has stage fright or who is uncertain in themselves in any way, you'll find people doubting what they're saying. It doesn't mean that what they're saying is wrong. It just means the person who's saying it is not standing completely and fully within themselves. So it's also an interesting, I suppose, perspective when if you've got to give a public talk, what do you need to do? Or you've got to work with a group of people. What do you need to do in yourself so that when you go out there and you speak to these people, you can be 100% in alignment with what you're talking about? Because that will have a huge impact on the people you're speaking to. Even if you're a little bit nervous, that's fine, it's normal. But if you're not sure of yourself, then that will then ripple out and affect the audience you're speaking to. I actually used to do a public speaking course that I used to give, and I did it from an authentic perspective rather than sort of Toastmasters or something like that, and had some really amazing results. And a lot of that was based on centering yourself, making sure that when you're standing up there, you're being completely authentic. And when you're being completely authentic, it's less scary because there's no one else you can be really in life other than you. Anyway, this is a bit of a ramble and not really something to do or to take on or to change, but something to be aware of. And if you are giving a talk or working with a group of people, then there are things you can do to help to center yourself, to get yourself into alignment. But being aware is the number one thing. Once you're aware of the effect that you can have on people, you realize that the responsibility for that effect lies with you and that you can change it. As usual, there's loads of links in the show notes below. I recently did a course called a Happiness Boost, which is a free 7-day course, of course, to boost your happiness, which you can access down in the links below, along with links to my social media and my website, should you wish to contact me and do any coaching with me, either individual or team, because I'm now doing team coaching too. So much love from me to you, and have a fabulous week. Bye-bye.